And we're live. Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the Yoey and Yordy podcast. I'm Yordy.
Oh, I'm Yoey.
And I'm, yeah, what have you been keeping up to date with this week?
Ah, shit, this week, eh? Probably the Poland thing. I mean, fuck, it almost feels like, when was that? That was like 5-6 days ago now.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I mean, news goes that quick, but it's already, no one's really talking about that shit anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of feel like no one's really talking about it because it's not really clear what actually happened. Like, at first, I remember being called, oh, Russia's fucking attacked, like, Poland or hit the border of Poland or something. And now I'm hearing that, oh, it was Ukraine's missile that was, like, a defense system that's hit Poland.
Well, that's it. That's how first how I heard of it, actually. I was still in bed and my housemate, Jules, obviously you know Jules, he come out and he goes, he must have been just getting up for work or something. He's like, fuck, mate, did you hear?
No.
What are you talking about? Fucking Russia's just bombed Poland. And I was still in bed. I must have just taken a piss or something. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, that would
what the fuck has happened?
Yeah. We'd definitely ramp it up if, you know, all of a sudden Russia's attacking a NATO member.
Yeah, I was like, fuck no. Like, the whole time I've been saying to everyone, yeah, they're not trying to do that. They're not going to do anything like
this
that.
Isn't
they're not
World
retarded.
War III. This isn't nuclear war yet. This isn't getting there. Like, no one's fucking sending their troops to fight for fucking Ukraine. It's not going to fucking happen, you know?
I'm not fully putting that off. The cards, you know, I'm not saying, but I'd say unlikely. But then when he says that, I was like, holy shit, man, what the hell's actually happened? I had, like, a little bit of fear, like, holy crap, what the hell's going to be the response to this? And then they say it was, what they say,
Ukrainian defense system tried to do something, it missed its target, and then it just went randomly and hit Poland, is the story.
Yeah, but, which is pretty wild.
Yeah. Is Ukraine trying to make their own false flags now?
Yeah, it goes to that thing of mind, eh? You go like, yeah, it's like, fuck. You would think that they wouldn't do that, because that's just such an insane thing to do, but how adamant they were. It's like, boom, Russia did this. It's man, it's like they want it to happen.
Oh, fuck. Didn't Zelensky, like, encourage it? Like,
yeah, he was saying,
he's encouraging the war, like, oh, I'm not going to fucking talk to Putin, fucking never make a deal. It's like, well, he's kind of, he wants the war at that point.
Oh, what are you, a bloody child? It's, mate, it's like, you're competing nations, of course you're going to have conflict, and you're not going to like him. I mean, sure, this is a pretty intense conflict, but it's like, you got to talk to him. Like, talk to him regardless. It's just stupid. You're not a fucking child on the playground. You're not going to talk to him because he's mean to you or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. 100%.
This is a bit more fucking serious. You're a fucking, it seems like a clown to me, the whole fucking Zelensky. You know, him in front of a green screen doing all that shit.
How's that green shirt? It's been kind of like, he hasn't changed his shirt the whole war.
Yeah, but seriously, you at least may pretend that you're doing something serious.
And you're like, striving for peace at the very least is like what you're supposed to be like pretending to do. But no, I don't think he's like doing that at all.
No, he's just saying that, and I don't know. I don't know what his real aims are. I don't know, because it seems weird and naive to be like, oh, he's just trying to get funding from Western countries or some shit like that.
Yeah, well, I've heard vaguely, I'm not sure how fucking accurate it is, but like with that whole like FTX thing going down, like some like trading platform for crypto, I think. I'm not that versed on crypto, to be honest with you. But I've heard that apparently they were like putting a lot of money into that, like Ukraine was. So like a lot of like the funds, obviously the world has been sending Ukraine, has been going into their crypto wallet.
I mean, that just sounds ridiculous.
It does sound
ridiculous. Face value, that just
It does sound ridiculous. But that's, I don't know, I've heard that's been reported. And I've just been like, are you fucking serious? What is this?
I mean, fuck, that'd be just a weird twist in that whole narrative of that random dude.
What? Oh, what the guy?
The FTX thing. No, I mean, I don't fuck all about crypto.
You meant talk about that guy that lives in like the Caribbean or some shit, and he has like 9 wives, and he doesn't have 9 wives, but he has like 9 girls that he lives with that he fucks.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Are you talking about the guy that runs FTX?
Yeah, that guy. Does he have 9?
Yeah, he has 9 girls.
Oh, and man, I haven't seen that picture.
Like fucking palace, like not palace, but like a mansion somewhere. Fucking, it's not America. It's not a global power. It's like somewhere tropical, nice weather. Fucking, you can take a swim whenever you want. And he has like a mansion. He has like 9 girls that he like sleeps with.
Really?
Have you not seen this?
I've only seen that one girl that keeps going, oh, she gets around the whole office, that really ugly chick.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So you're talking about the same guy?
Yeah, but apparently there's 9 really? Of them. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Well, how do you expect any fucking, like, 20-year-old billionaire to live his life?
Yeah, I know that makes sense, but I just haven't heard any of that. I've just seen weird videos of this, like, nerdy-looking dude or some shit. Look, that's such a random little point. I mean, fuck, crypto. I bought crypto before.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes, I actually sold advice.
Like $100, just like, yeah, maybe this will pop off.
Yeah.
I went on a holiday. It's worth like $40 now, so.
Yeah, I was visiting the family for a holiday and I wanted to like entertain myself. So I was just like investing like $50 in different little shit coins. Made nothing.
Yeah, I'm down. I've still got it. I'm still holding, bro. $40. I mean, I don't really give a shit if I lose $40, you know, and yeah. I'm not crazy off chance. It's like crypto is retarded, but it's like if you can goof money off anything and make money. I mean, fuck, who cares?
It's kind of the mindset I have if I'm, like, going to Crown, which is, like, a big casino in Melbourne. But I'm not sure if they fucking have them all around the world. I know at least they probably have them in Australia. But when I go there, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll chuck some money on. And I'm not going there like, fuck, I'm going to win big or anything. It's like, no, I'm just paying this to have a good night. Mm. Play some blackjack. Last time I went, I, like, doubled my money on blackjack. Lost it all.
Yeah, oh really?
Yeah. I went and I was on mushrooms with James.
Oh shit.
And yeah, great night, but I lost all the money.
I'd love a casino. I don't think I've been to a casino trip, and that'd be it was pretty, just all the lights because it's so like absurd on that, like, and there's something about a casino where it's like, man, this is like
the place crazy is designed for you to get lost. Yeah. Like there's no clocks anywhere, there's no natural light. It's like the whole thing is a fucking maze, and then you add tripping on top of that. It's like an adventure.
Yeah, fucking no. And just like a bunch of old Asian people.
Asians love it, man. Asians love it. Dude, I've seen this one guy. He was probably like my age, Asian. And he's just at this like thing. Like they give, it's like poker, not like Texas Hold'em. Like you get 5 cards.
Mm.
And pretty much, if you hit like the, like, I don't know, like a fucking royal flush, I don't know. If you get that, you get like hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you don't, you pretty much get nothing.
Yeah.
And this guy just sitting there all night, just playing with this Asian guy. And it's like, what is he doing? How does he have this money? It's like
on a machine.
No, it's not a machine. It's like some guy that deals cards. But okay. It's $15 a hand and he's there all night.
Fucking hell.
And it's like, fuck me, I hope this guy at least gets something.
Yeah, well, fuck, I don't know. I mean, you got to be an idiot to not realise that it's all statistically worked out that they win over time.
Yeah, there's no... It's like, for the average person, it's not going to be your lucky day. Like, no. It could be, but the chances are not in your favour.
Fuck no.
It's like hitting a green on roulette, you know? It's like, oh, it's like times 32, but you're never going to fucking hit it.
Yeah. No.
Like, you might, but 1 in 30... It's so small.
Definitely. Finally, though, I don't know if you were there. We went to the RSL, and there was like a little pokey place in bars.
Mm.
And we walked past a guy, and he fucking just won 11 grand.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's like, what?
Yeah. But how?
He kept playing.
He didn't even take the ticket out. He
must have been like 80 years old, some old dude just sitting there. No, he got the people to come over, and they, like, you know, he confirmed it. I don't know how the fuck it really works.
Mm.
But, Yeah, like, you know, they were calling up, obviously, the head office of the machine or something. And yeah, he just kept playing. Just kept playing. It's like, fuck, man, you just can't, must be that far in the hole, I would say.
That he's not even there to, like, maybe get a big win and have a good night out.
Didn't even look happy.
Oh, fuck. Just, if anyone that doesn't know what an RSL is, it's like a return serviceman league or some shit.
Yeah, is that what it means?
And it's, yeah, it's for veterans, really. True. And pretty much what it is, it's just a bar filled with like slot machines. Yeah. And it's like, this is where the veterans go to hang in. Yeah. Like, no veterans there. It's just old people.
Yeah.
I've been there before and, I heard this old guy, like, he was talking to his mate on the machine next to him. And he was complaining that someone else that goes there all the time, he's like, oh, I'm not going to give him $10. I've seen him fucking his pokey machine with $400 in the bottom corner. He's kind of, imagine going there so much that you know the other people that go there and yeah. You actually like have spotted them $10 or some shit.
Have you ever watched some of them? Like, I've seen some chick, she real Darrow looking chick.
Mm.
Like crack it or something. She's sitting there and she presses the button for it to spin, and then she's going tap 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 yeah. tap 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 like on because it like you know how it does the spinning
yeah whatever it does the wheel.
She's like tapping yeah. it. It's like she must have some superstition that she will tap it on the thing she wants.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I was there with you.
You might, man.
But I've seen that like the fucking tapping on the glass.
What?
I saw a recent video. It was like talking about fucking like how they're so like, I don't know, like just really, really like bad, especially for like old people.
Mm.
And it was just like a row of like 20 machines, and it's just old people like fucking hitting the play button, and they're all in sync, not looking around them, just dead eyed fucking on that thing.
Yeah, I watched that. I don't know if it was just set up or something, but it was like, man, this shit's depressing.
Yeah, as fuck. Mate, what a way to waste the end of your life.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know how people fall into that trap. I mean, I understand drinking and...
There's a guy I work with who plays it on his phone.
Oh, really?
On his lunch break.
Real money or just fuck?
The guy I work with.
No, but real money?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's one of those gambling sites where, like, you can put, like, fucking $5 in and you get, like, a billion credits.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can fucking... I don't know, I've never actually used them, but I just see him and I hear it because he has max volume going. It's like, I've never got these people that like play shit on their phone around other people with max volume on.
Oh, yeah.
And all I hear is like, da-ding, 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 da-ding. What is this guy doing? So how much does this guy love the pokey so he takes it with him wherever he goes?
Probably like destroying his family as he's... With the bells and whistles and the dragon flying around on the screen, man. Whoever came up with them is a fucking genius. Probably horrible for society.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's
got to respect it.
Yeah, respect the game.
like, that's something I want to see on acid. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, how crazy, like, cartoonishly... retarded is this.
It would either be like the most crazy cartoonish shit, like just this is fucking ridiculous, or this is so fucking depressing.
Depressing, but it's so funny how crazy it is. And depressing.
Oh.
But it's just like so over the top, you know what I mean?
It's like birds with shiny things.
Yeah.
It's just like they actually have done like studies on this with like humans and shit. That like seeing colours and shit. This is why they say like looking at your phone, it's like actually is like addictive. Like no matter what you're doing on it, because like we've never had such access to just like bright colours, fucking right in the palm of your hand, doing whatever.
Mm.
Like very recently, that's become a thing.
Oh fuck yeah!
And it's like it actually like makes our brain fucking like light up. Like oh my god, what the fuck's that?
Well, that's like food and shit as well. It's like Maccas and stuff like that. I think. I mean, fuck, mate. I've been to Macca's a fair few times, probably more than once this last week.
Yeah.
But it's like, you find food, if you're a fucking hunter-gatherer,
oh, yeah.
You find food like a quarter pounder, it's like massive heaps of fucking...
Mm.
I'm sure it's not good nutrients or calories or whatever. I'm not a fucking expert on this shit, but you don't find that shit around, so your body tells you to just keep eating it in a way.
Mm. Well, I was watching this... It's like a TV show. It's called Alone. People Survive in the Wilderness. Anyway, some guy killed a moose.
Oh, yeah.
And he stored the moose up in, like, a tree. Yeah. He's like, all right. But in the middle of the night, like a wolverine or a badger, I can't, I don't know. I think it was a wolverine.
Yeah.
Came by and, like, started eating it. And when he got there the next morning, like, there was still meat on it, there was still protein on it, but all the fat was gone.
What the fuck?
But it's like, this is like, the animals are literally like eating the fat, the shit that you can store for fucking burning off later, regardless of like the healthiness of it.
No.
It's like your body wants to like, oh, if I fucking eat this, I'll be alive. That's like, it's not even thinking about the nutrients it's getting, obviously.
Yeah, and probably because it doesn't burn off as fast and... Mm. Yeah, true. It is so interesting. It's fucking funny as fuck. Just imagine some cunt or some animal just eating all the fat straight off something. Like...
Yeah, like, but not even going for, like, the fucking lean meat and shit. Just going straight for the fat.
It sounds like such a pig thing to do.
The guy that was on the show ended up getting protein poisoning as well. Because he was eating just protein without the fat.
Really? I didn't think that... Well, was a thing.
Yeah, well, probably not a thing in normal society because it's kind of hard to avoid like that kind of fat or carbs and shit.
Fuck, it ate every inch of the fat.
Yeah, ate every inch of the fat. There was no fat left. It was like this... Yeah, the guy, I don't know if the guy won, who cares? But either way, I think that's how... What really fucked him up. Because I didn't know there was a thing, like protein poisoning. You can eat so much protein and not enough of something else that you get sick.
Yeah, and also, like, when I was a kid, I used to hate the fat on, like, a steak and shit like that. Now, I like it.
I fucking love it.
Not bad. I mean, on a good steak, it's good.
Yeah.
You can get a shit steak and it's, like, chewy as and terrible, but, I mean, I don't know.
I've always been a guy that, like, you know, you get, like, a bone and you get the bone marrow out of it.
Yeah, but you're a fucking fat man.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah, this gun's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, well, go on. Hell, give him one example.
We need that old picture of you next to the Christmas tree. That could be like
Paint. Fuck. It's not a good photo. I'm literally the same size as the Christmas tree.
No, it was pretty fucking gold. I mean, we've gone well off topic to Poland.
what were we talking about? Fucking the missile hitting Poland. Yeah, well,
either way, to be fuck all news. I mean, no one's even talking about it anyway.
Well, I don't even know what the fuck's happening with that.
I think they just realised it was Ukraine and it's like, oh, media just went silent on it.
I did hear that it could be fake, who knows, but I think like the original article published about it, the guy that made that article got fired. Yeah, I don't know what publication it would be, but I just saw like a picture of the guy and then like an article about how he got fired for it.
Yeah, well, like every other company bloody ran with it.
Mm.
But it's interesting how it got dropped, I suppose, but it also becomes, obviously, they're never going to attack Ukraine, you know what I mean? So it's like, you can see why it got dropped at the same time.
Mm. I did say, I was listening to Rogan actually today with Giannis Pappas.
True.
Yeah, great comedian. Anyway, he was talking about like news getting dropped. We were talking about like Paul Pelosi. They were talking about that, and like apparently like CNN or something had like an interview out the front when the thing happened about like what was happening, but they've taken it down as of recent. Right. And so like they reported it and then taken it down. Now that could happen because like we reported it wrong. But also, it's fucking Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, getting caught in his underwear with another guy in his underwear, and he gets hit by in the head with a hammer.
It's pretty fucking wild news.
It's strange. It's like, how the fuck did this burglar apparently end up in his underwear with you in your underwear in your house? It's like, I could get being caught off in your underwear if you're getting robbed.
Yeah.
But why would the robber be in his underwear? Like, that doesn't make sense.
It's so wild. It's so wild. It did get dropped, and like, you do see all those comments and people talking about how it's like his gay lover or some shit.
That's what I'm thinking.
And also, the window was broken, smashed to the outside.
Wait, so it was broken from the inside out?
Well, if you smash a window from the inside, the glass goes on the outside, yeah. And that's like 101
shit. I mean, fuck, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. But they can, you can tell where a glass is smashed from.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, did they just... I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Who the fuck knows? But why is it not being talked about? Why is it just like, oh, hush, hush on this? Doesn't it makes it seem like they're hiding something. You know? Well, like, when you're really like, oh, no, don't talk about it. Or, like, don't publish anything about it. It makes it more of a fucking conspiracy of what happened.
Oh, bloody oath. And just the fact that it was like, what is she, Speaker of the House or some shit? And there's all this news about, you know, how they're doing insider trading, which is, from what I've gathered, a given.
Oh, man. I think they say, like, oh, if you follow, like, whatever she touches turns to gold or whatever, because her investments are, like, the best investments you could ever do.
And, like, better than Warren Buffett and all these other people. It's like, yeah, so there's all this. So she's not just some minor fucking, you know, mayor of a small town or something. Mm. The fact that even her husband got hit with a hammer, it's like, man, that's pretty massive news.
Yeah.
And it was big news, but it got dropped very quickly. Mm. I mean, you'd think that just the pure nature of it being the senator's fucking husband, it would drag on. That'd be like a massive investigation. We'd be hearing every fucking detail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how much did we hear about that insurrection?
Mate, it's still fucking top tier news, trending, mate.
Yeah.
Every January 6th, mate, we're going to hear about it.
Yeah, like 9/11.
Yeah.
Having a moment of silence. Yeah, but the thing is, I've never really seen like organic talk about that. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I've seen organic talk about, you know, he colluded with Russia or whatever. And sure, that's a load of shit.
I mean, fuck. Give me one politician that doesn't have business with one Russian.
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, every single one of them would be having one part of Russia in their pocket, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. There'd be even competing interests within Russia. So yeah, like
they would want different presidents or different senators. They're going to compete, like, yeah, there's competition within Russia for who's fucking winning or whatever.
Yeah, so like that. But you heard about that for ages, and you could always see libs. Like, they still say it.
Mm.
Even though they had all that big fucking thing about it, and it just kind of, you know, well, forgotten, fucking, I suppose.
Wasn't fucking the Hunter Biden laptop video fucking... It was leaked by, like, I don't know who it was fucking leaked by, but it was, like, he was doing business in, like, Ukraine and Russia, Hunter Biden was.
Yeah, I think Ukraine, something like that.
Yeah, and so then it gets, like, oh, this comes out, and then fucking Biden's, like, distancing himself from it, and, like, emails have come out where fucking Hunter Biden is, like, getting talks between, like, certain people in the Ukraine and Biden. And it's like, is that, like, obviously different interests, you know? It's not Russia, but he's colluding with somebody else.
Well, the whole Hunter Biden laptop is just fucking cooked, as. I mean...
yeah, we've all done meth.
You know? I mean, fuck, I have done meth, but I'm addicted to it right now. But, I mean, fuck, when it comes right down to it, doesn't... I hate Joe Biden, whatever, he's a fucking most... He's clearly got dementia or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't really take off his presidency if his son's a drug addict fucking addicted to hookers and shit like that. I mean, it's not really him.
Yeah.
So I can understand what can it really lead to?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing... You can't sack Joe Biden because his son's a meth-head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think it's because of, like, the, fuck, I want to say, like, nepotism of it, where Hunter Biden is actually, like, negotiating deals with certain people on behalf of, like, Biden or the President of the United States.
Mm.
So, like, he's using his dad as, like, a poker chip, you know?
Oh, so definitely. Biden,
so, if Biden's fucking son is doing that, it's obviously not great for Joe Biden either.
No, definitely not. I mean, it makes it look like a pretty incompetent father.
Mm.
I mean,
well, like, even a leader, because you're letting, you know, some, like, prostitute meth addict do deals for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as a leader, and also as, like, a person, that shows that you're, you know, I mean, fuck, you should be really leading the country if you can't even stop your fucking son doing things like this and recording it. I mean, the cunt has multiple videos of him, like, sitting wanking. smoking crack. Such a ridiculously wild thing to do.
Mate, how fucking should you lead a country if you can't get through a speech without forgetting where you are?
Mate, that kind of has the funniest videos that I've ever seen. Just how is it? The guy's clearly got, yeah, some Alzheimer's, mental whatever it
calls. The guy's had like a couple of strokes, or at least one stroke.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's something that I would be worried about.
Why is someone so old even?
I think he's literally the oldest president in US history.
Yeah, well, he's 80 something. It's like, I mean, fuck me. We don't hear about our parents turning 60 something and I fucking get like, ooh.
Yeah, I know. Well, mate, I think a lot of 80-year-olds don't even drive.
No, you fuck know? No.
So man. It's like you were worried about them driving. You're fucking in the driver's seat of the country.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I mean, fucking hell. It's pretty fucking stupid. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't believe he won, really.
Well, I think he won because, like, fuck, I mean, obviously, like, Trump isn't, like, he's not, like, status quo politician that, like, everyone wants.
Nah.
But I think Trump won because Hillary is unlikable. Like, no one fucking likes Hillary. Mm. It's like,
first and foremost, because she's a woman.
First and foremost. But, I don't know, fucking her husband was impeached for, like, getting a blowjob. And
she stayed with him.
And she stayed with him. And fucking, have you seen, like, the Hillary death count where it's, like, any, like, people that are involved with the Clintons, there's just so many of them that just die.
Yeah.
There was a recent thing of, I don't know if it's recent, it's definitely not recent, but, fuck, I heard it on the Joe Rogan podcast, funny enough, and they were talking about, it was, like, one of Clinton's people, I don't know if it was Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton's people, but he was the guy that got Jeffrey Epstein into the White House.
Okay, right.
And he was found, like, hung by, like, a cord, like a power cord, yeah, with a shotgun, like, wound to his chest.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, apparently there's pictures of his death, but the family said, oh, we don't want them released because it would, like, encourage conspiracy theorists. What the... What the fuck? Wouldn't the pictures of it, like, quell? And, like, oh, he was a suicide. But if it's so, like, out of the picture of it being a suicide, you'd want it fucking on the hush.
Yeah, that is weird, because, like, if you're going to hang yourself, why would you shoot yourself first?
Make sure that,
just so you're in pain.
Yeah, I want to feel immense pain before I die. I don't want to just end it. I want to really die. It's like, either that or why would you shoot yourself in the chest?
Yeah, yeah, no, that is fucking. It's like, is your mic kept turned off before? Mic's gonna do it.
Yeah, you had some technical issues, and now we're just paranoid about it.
Yeah. But yeah, why would you shoot yourself in the chest? Yeah, I actually think that was Giannis Papas. I think I heard him talk about that on the Tim Dillon show once too, as well. Yeah, yeah, if you're listening, mate, we know you're repeating stories, bro.
Yeah, you gotta stop that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Clinton death count is pretty funny, just even the words saying it, but...
Mm. Well, I couldn't tell you an exact number for what it is, but I think it's, like, probably well over 50. It's, like, it is a crazy amount.
Well, there's something immensely unlikable about her personality.
Mm.
Like, even, like, this, like, I think there was, like, a book she had released.
Madam President?
Madam President, and say... Hello to this future president. It's her as a little girl. It's like, you just fuck off. It's like arrogance. But there's arrogance that is like funny, like Trump. He's funny.
Mm.
You know, just the way he just says shit. He's got a very arrogant demeanor. And it's funny. Doesn't like I support everything he fucking does. My stupid fucking... But
he takes the piss.
Yeah,
like he's having a laugh. Like, obviously, he wants to do certain policies or whatever, but, like, he's up there making a show of it.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's a bit of, like, arrogance that comes... Obviously, Trump's arrogant, but it's arrogance and comedy.
Mm.
Whereas Hillary Clinton just comes across as just arrogant. She thinks she's the bee's knees.
Thinks she's better than you.
She made Madam President before she was elected because her poll numbers were like, oh, 80% she's going to win.
Yeah.
And she lost.
Yeah.
It's like, well, obviously these polls were wrong. And it's like, who really is voting in polls of who's going to win?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, if I have to vote in an election, I'm not fucking going to waste another day voting on a poll to see.
Yeah, true.
To put in the projection of who's going to win.
Yeah, and you got to wonder who they're polling as well. It's like, fuck, maybe they do have a better system, but you'd assume. Like, if I was running a poll, I'd probably just ask people sort of near me, and I'm assuming that'd just be mainly city people and shit like that. Whereas country people would probably vote a lot more different than that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whoever thought running her was a good idea. Or Joe Biden. Then,
or Joe Biden. Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe because it's just like flashbacks to Obama era.
Yeah, and like, probably
people
work.
Still love Obama, even though if you look back at his record, oh, he's never had a controversy, but he dropped a lot of fucking bombs. Was in charge when a lot of wars were started. I think the count is 8 wars were started in the Middle East when he was president.
Yeah, when you get all those fucking retard libs in there, it's like, oh, the most controversial thing he did was wear a tan suit. That genuinely is one of the things that makes me so annoyed.
Yeah, what about bombing that wedding? Yeah. It's like, that wasn't fucking loved.
Yeah.
At least by some.
Retarded Obamacare, which is just like a way to buy into their insurance.
Mm.
It's like, it was actually stolen from Romney Care.
Mm.
It's like, acts like he's fucking Jesus, so.
Yeah. I actually I saw a video, and it was like this, like a little, like cutting clips and shit of like different, like modern day, like what they say and like what they said in the past. And like Barack Obama on gay marriage, he was like, oh, I believe that it's the union between like a man and a woman and God and all that stuff. And do you think he'd say that today?
God, no.
There's no fucking chance. I've heard Joe Biden say that. Like, it's him saying the exact same. It's like, they're literally just changing their politics to whatever, like, the fucking current liberal agenda is.
Yeah.
Like, I doubt they care. Like, they were against it for so long. Why are they for it now?
Oh, well, they're snakes. They're all fucking snakes.
Oh, people change. I don't think you change like that.
Nah, not really. Meet old people, they usually stay to their fucking opinions.
Well, fucking hell, Joe Biden, old man, yeah, he's really going to start mixing it up. Oh, he just found out that love is love. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, mate, the whole shit is fucking retarded when it comes down to all that stuff.
Mm.
I don't think, I'm pretty sure Joe Biden get told what to say, and probably has been for a few years now.
I don't think there was a moment where he wasn't being told what to say.
Definitely. But I mean, like, literally, he's probably reading off. Didn't he read off, like, one of those boards? You know, that was
like a teleprompter.
Yeah, and he read, like, stop talking or something.
I just think of the, like, oh, he, like, goes to, like, handshake someone that that isn't there.
That gets
and,
me.
Like, he turns around and there's another one. He handshakes, like, someone to his right. Turns around and starts shaking everyone's hand. And then he goes back to the person on his right. It's like he's just forgotten that he just shook his hand.
Yeah.
Then my favourite video is like him walking on like the White House lawn. And it's like he's meant to turn right. And there's like a Secret Service guy. He goes like this to like gesture to turn that way. Joe Biden just like salutes and kind of walks past him into the garden. It's like, where the fuck's he going?
It's pretty like, the comedic timing on it is pretty fucking funny. That one's classic, the one in the garden.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's just like, this guy's so lost. Like, is he even there mentally?
No, I definitely don't think so. Mm. I mean, what do you think? I don't even know. Do you reckon? Firstly, there's like the Republicans. Who do you think is going to go up in the next one? I know Trump has announced that he's going for it. There's all this DeSantis and all that.
Yeah, fuck, there's. I think Trump will, because I think I've heard some people say, like, the people that are, like, diehard Trump supporters, where would I go with this? I think that a lot of people have gone to the Republican Party because of Trump.
Yeah.
And it's like, what he, like, represents, as much as I think that's retarded, like, what he represents. But I think that, oh, like DeSantis, I can't remember his first name.
Ron, I think.
Ron DeSantis or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, it's just another Republican fucking politician. Yeah. Whereas Trump really stands out because he's actually a showman. He has been on shows before. He's been in the WWE for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought as well. I mean, I've looked a little bit into DeSantis since.
Mm.
Like, I mean, fuck, I heard his name for months or whatever, but never, I didn't even know what he fucking looked like. Oh, probably a week or so ago, I fucking went onto his Wikipedia and read all his shit. And it's just, yeah, I think he doesn't have the reach that Trump has.
No, I think so.
I like a lot of his policy, I thought was, I mean, you know, he had that, he said he didn't want trans people in fucking sports. Like, yeah. In women's sports. Boom, easy win there. That's a good point, you know what I mean? He had a few other ones that were like, you know, like even, I'm not even a right winger. And then I was like, oh yeah, they're good points, you know what I mean? But he wanted to do other crazy shit, like, you know, for every, in history you have to do like a, I don't know what it was, some weird thing where you had to like have a big spiel on how the victims of communism and shit like that.
Mm.
It was like, you know, I mean, I can understand not teaching CRT, that's a good one, you know, but why this forced fucking...
I think it's, well, I mean, I agree with you that it is, like, forced and shit, but I think it's because, like, right-wing rhetoric is calling California communist. So absolutely. When he's saying, oh, you got to be anti-communist, he's being, like, anti-Californian status quo politics. Definitely. Which would be, like, CRT, fucking trans kids and... all that shit. How is this the things we're voting on? Do you want trans kids or not? Obviously fucking not.
Mm.
But that's what you're picking Republican or liberal at this point for.
I mean, yeah, it's wild.
It's stupid. It's beyond like things that actually like would affect like working class lives.
No, definitely, yeah. But this is like, I don't know. That's what I was just wondering, because I was like, because, I mean, I would say I'm a pretty avid watcher of politics or pop.
Mm.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not a fan of any of them or whatever like that, but I'm interested to hear what's happening.
Mm.
At least the latest moves in, like, what the elite's sort of up to. And I didn't even know what he looked like after months. So I felt like he doesn't have the reach that, like, Trump has. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if Trump would win against Biden again. I mean, I like Trump well over Biden.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least he's cognizant. Or at least he's, like, conscious and shit.
He's funny. There's something about Biden that's just hate.
Mm. Well, he's just there pandering.
Yeah, just like he seems very controlled. I'm sure Trump is controlled as well.
Mm.
But, like, I feel like if you push Trump, he would... go off the handle and just say his own thoughts.
Well, it's like fucking they were talking about Trump talking to Putin and it's like, oh, Putin's a murderer. And then Trump just like, because he's being pushed, he just like looks at the guy and he's like, we have murderers here too, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking what?
He's so right.
Yeah, well, it's so correct.
Mm. And that's what's so crazy about him.
Mm. Because he wants to be loved. And I think he wants to be loved more than he is willing to be controlled.
Yeah, it's like he reluctantly is controlled because that comes with the nature of the position. Mm. Yeah, and that's what's wild as well. And like another, I don't know if we talked about it, we probably talked about it in general, but like how Trump one time, he was talking about how like Hillary's saying billionaires don't pay their tax or something. And he's like, yeah, well, he knows all the tricks because he was one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, holy shit, man. This kind of is saying what we all fucking know and believe, but, you know, it's not publicised by mainstream media. So, you know, it's like everyone knows that the war in Iraq is not about freedom and justice for the Arabs or whatever. It's about fucking, you know, pillaging them, spreading empire, making, you know, dominance and shit. And they would never acknowledge that straight up. But he was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, actually acknowledging and not just, like, dancing around the topic because, oh, it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, that's another big news thing. Obviously, Trump reinstated on Twitter.
Oh, hasn't posted yet, or at least, I haven't really checked it today, but I don't think he still hasn't posted.
No. He hasn't, but I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, I think we're all waiting for it, really. I tweeted something earlier this week where I was like, fuck, the longer it takes for him to tweet something, the more like, fucking, it's going to have to be good. Like, it's going to have to be real good if he keeps waiting. Because, like, if he tweeted straight away, it didn't have to be that great.
No, it didn't.
But now that he's waited, it's got to be something good to bring him back, you know?
Yeah, well, he's had that whole thing where, you know, Truth Social, and he's gone, you know, what's he said with the Truth Social? You know, he's not coming back anyway or some shit like that. And as you say, the longer he's gone, yeah, I'm not coming back. It's a bigger scene.
Yeah.
If he does. So I wonder, I feel like he has to.
Why would
he
not?
It's stupid for him not to.
Yeah, he has so much more reach on there.
Yeah. I feel like exactly. Twitter's way bigger. I mean, fuck, I'd love to see what he's tweeting and shit, but I'm not going to download Truth.
Yeah, fuck, who cares about Truth? I don't want to just have an app just for watching Trump.
Yeah, exactly. It's annoying.
If it's not even going to be like what we're all... If it's not in like the common sphere of like what everyone's saying,
then
who really... It doesn't really fucking matter.
Yeah, because occasionally I'll probably see something screenshotted of it or some shit like that, but it's like... By and large, from what I've seen, no one is really talking about it at all, whatever he's saying. Mm. I mean, fuck.
Well, to go from Trump being unbanned on Twitter, we saw, if you've been keeping up to date, Alex Jones.
Yeah,
he's still been banned, and I remember saw a post from Elon saying he doesn't, like, sympathise with it because, like, oh, his kid died, and Alex Jones is, like, he thought Sandy Hook was a fucking... conspiracy or a false flag, and because like this whole thing with Elon Musk was like, oh, free speech, we want free speech, people should be allowed to talk.
Fuck, I'm gonna have
to. But like how we were saying in a previous episode that it's like, it's obviously free speech is a good thing and we want that, but if it's coming from a certain guy and you only guaranteed it because this certain individual likes it, then like, that's not a good thing. Like, it should be, like, at the forefront, free speech before fucking anyone's political spectrum.
Yeah.
Or, like, their own fucking ideas and morals and all that shit.
Absolutely.
So, we're seeing that, he won't unban him because he disagrees with him. So, he's not for free speech.
No, he's not.
He's for his own version.
Yeah, and that's what it always seems to be. Exactly what we said, eh?
It's what we were saying. It's like, it can't come from a fucking billionaire because it's just going to... It's like it's his personality that's dictating it, what's free speech and what's not. Because obviously, if you're like free speech at the forefront, everyone should be able to at least have a say or say what they want. Obviously, fucking Alex Jones shouldn't be unbanned. He should be unbanned, I mean.
Absolutely, he should. I mean, and even Ellen just saying, he did something about dead kids. It's like, he didn't go and kill kids.
Yeah.
He said it was a false flag. I mean, what's wrong with that? Is that... It's such a...
The government's never done anything horrible. It's like, they've done horrible shit before.
It just happens to hit that, dead kid, so you can easily use that as a gateway to be like, that's not okay. Yeah. It's like, I mean, fuck, I feel a little bit of sympathy for the families and that gets called, you know, it's a false flag or whatever, some bullshit like that. Yeah. If you were the parent, you would be annoyed by that. But he's allowed to be fucking wrong.
Yeah, you're allowed to fucking at least think that something's fishy with the whole thing.
Exactly.
Not that I'm not saying, it was a false flag.
It was fake. The whole thing was a setup, mate.
All right. No, but I don't think that. And it's like, obviously, he just missed the mark with this one. But there was so much that he was right about. When, like,
on the day... I don't care if he's been wrong every time he said something.
Yeah.
The country has an account.
Yeah, no. You're not wrong. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But it's... I think in the grand scheme of things, it's like on 9/11, the day, he was out there with a megaphone saying that it was a false flag to fucking attack, like, the Arabs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or to, like, go for oil or something. He was, like, saying that was a false flag from day one. Obviously, 9/11 was a fucking big emotional thing for America, apparently. But, it's like, obviously, he's been right before.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know if everyone believes that 9/11 was an inside job, but it was definitely...
I mean, I don't know if it was an inside job, but...
I think that they definitely knew that it was going to happen. I don't think, oh, they orchestrated everything, but I think that they knew it was going to happen, and they didn't stop it. There's too many coincidences in the whole thing.
I don't know, man. I find it a hard one. Originally, I was like, yeah, this is bullshit. They've kind of known.
Mm.
Going into 9/11, I don't know. I reckon they used it for purposes like, you know, they invaded Iraq or whatever. And even none of the pilots were from Iraq or whatever. I think they used it for purposes to further empire and shit like that. But I don't honestly think that they knew that it was coming. They didn't punish the Saudi Arabians, which were the ones that, by the looks of it, were the ones that funded it.
Mm.
I think they really used it for their own purposes and disregarded the evidence that would affect their allies and shit like that.
Mm.
But I don't think that they knew it was happening.
Well, what are the chances that they're running like a simulation of a hijacked aeroplane? Like, because I think the system they have in place that like intercepts like hijacked planes has never failed before.
Mm.
And on this one day, it failed fucking multiple times because they were running like a simulation on someone hijacking a plane and like going towards the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
So like, I remember there was like leaks of like conversations between like our people that are in control of this system, where they're like, oh, there's been a hijacking here. I don't know if this is drill or fucking real.
Yeah,
and it's just back and forth of confusion.
I mean, like, that's probably the most shady.
What is
part?
It's either a massive coincidence.
Mm.
Or someone knew about it, or how did they know about it? They were going to have that drill that day.
Yeah, see that's the shady, shady part. But like, I've seen other things like that. There was no way they could really intercept it by, like, how quickly they would have had to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I think the flight might be wrong. I'm pretty sure it left from Boston or something like that, which is near New York.
Yeah.
So like, they wouldn't have been able to get there actually that quick, so they couldn't have intercepted it. But obviously what you're saying, that's a weird thing regardless if they could intercept it or not.
Mm.
I mean, who the fuck knows? But
yeah, really, who,
we're not gonna,
who fucking knows? We're not going to get to the bottom of 9/11 yeah. on our couch in fucking Miller, Melbourne. It's not fucking, that's not happening.
No.
But it was shady.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Shady. But yeah, but going back to Alex Jones on that, it showed, I think, because I had that, he wasn't even, it took him a while to even bring back Trump, because that's what I was saying. They're like the big test, you know? Is he going to, I mean, he brought back Andrew Tate as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he didn't bring back Alex Jones. I'm like, yeah, there goes that whole free speech notion.
Mm.
I even think how he got rid of, you know, how you're not allowed to pretend to be someone else. I mean, a lot of the jokes that people did were pretty cringe.
They were lame.
They were lame. I mean, yeah. Ethan Klein, first and foremost.
Oh, fuck.
Exceptionally
me.
Lame.
Dude, he peaked at Vape Nation when I was like 16 or 17.
Yeah, when you first after smoked that, weed, yeah.
Yeah, no, he fell off.
He's fallen off hard.
Oh, yeah. Like, the cunt is like, have you seen the cunt recently?
Like, yeah,
swelled up like a ball.
Yeah.
It's like literally like, fuck, he's huge.
Oh man, and he's just woke warrior now.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I think Klein's a fucking loser. But I mean, in general, I'm for free speech basically to its fullest. I mean, there's certain cases, obviously. I think things like fucking posting child porn should not be allowed. I mean, when it comes right down to it, that does come down to a little bit of free speech, I suppose. I mean, what would you call that? That should obviously not be allowed.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Well, I think in the sense of that, it's like the only way you can have that content is for like an illegal act to take place. Okay. And if you can post it, it means like obviously you could fucking make money off posting it. You know?
Well, you could just be like a troll.
Regardless, I think that I don't think that that should be allowed, or at least moderate. Like, there's no way that ever should be allowed to fucking post.
Yeah,
that's fucking
So like that's the line. Like what else other than that? Like, I mean, raping, a video of raping someone. I don't know. It all comes down to like weird.
Mm.
Like I've seen videos of people getting beheaded or something, but I think that's okay. I would say
it's more like, yeah, but
it's a weird line.
It is a weird line. I see what you're. It's hard for me to like not be hypocritical when I'm like, I definitely am for free speech, like free, like allow anyone to say anything.
Yeah, I suppose saying stuff like. I think
that's,
I'm not saying you should advocate for pedophilia, but I think you should be allowed to say that. Obviously, everyone should tell that cunt.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like how you see people say that they're pedophiles on Twitter now.
Yeah, you do. You see the, like there nuts. Are the people like
they're
that.
Minor attracted persons. And it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's not fucking...
Yeah, minor attracted, just to like get rid of the stigma. I mean, I think people should be able to say that. I suppose there's a difference between posting an image and or something
there
like that.
There is a big fucking difference.
Big difference. So I don't know. So there has to be some... I'll say that's a level of free speech restriction. You shouldn't be able to do that. You shouldn't... I mean... Say you lived under... Say we actually genuinely had a dictator or some shit like that. I wouldn't see a problem with saying... Hey everyone, let's get a group together and let's go kill this motherfucker.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't even think that should be wrong.
Well, like advocating violence.
Advocating violence. I don't think that's necessarily wrong.
Hmm. No, I wouldn't say it's wrong.
No.
Because it's still like, it's like if you look at how violent like human history is and how violent we are today, it's like, what, so governments can call for the deaths of people, like,
yeah.
You can torture and lock up Julian Assange in an embassy for decades or whatever, doesn't matter, but that's not them advocating violence, and they're allowed to say that, and we can't say, oh, fucking, how about we hit Paul Pelosi with a hammer? Someone sneak into his house in your underwear.
Wait, that's a good way to fucking do it.
Mm.
You know, you're going to go assassinate someone, even if you fail, you get caught in your underwear. Makes it look like some weird the fuck happened here. Yeah,
he wanted me to do it.
But yeah, I don't know. So that when it comes in free speech, there is more, a little bit more complexity than just like, I mean, I think Alex Jones, yes, she should have an account. For anyone that's just like, oh no, he said stuff about children, it's like you're literally just playing off your emotions there, you know what I mean? It's like you're falling bait to that. Because at the end of the day, all he did was say that it was a hoax. He's saying it's fake. So that, obviously stuff like that, but there is that line of fucking, obviously, fucking child porn or some fucking crazy shit like that.
That's
not allowed.
That's overboard. Like, I just think because it is, if you're allowed to post it, and fuck, I'm sure there are pedophiles that fucking want to see that shit.
Well, apparently it's on Twitter quite a bit.
Really?
Well, that's what they're saying. Apparently, Ellen's starting to get rid of it now because it's been reported for months. There's hashtags or some shit that they've been using.
Yeah. No, not in my Twitter circles.
Don't check mine.
Yeah, well, I just think because it's almost promoting the activity of like making the child porn. You know what I mean? Like if you're promoting like people to make that.
I mean,
which is an elite. Oh, fuck you.
You just don't want to see that shit. I mean, it's just fuck. Imagine you were a kid getting raped or some shit, bro. You don't want everyone.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the video online. I'd never hear the end of it at school, mate.
Imagine that, man. People would be like that at school.
Yeah, they fucking would. They wouldn't, like, be hush hush or don't talk about it.
Mm.
Like, I've said horrible things as a kid.
Yeah.
I remember, fuck, I'm a horrible person.
Oh,
fuck. One time, this kid I went to school with, my mate, and he told me that his dad was dead, and then I kept bringing it up. Because, like, he would just say it, stone-faced, show no emotion. I'm like, how is this cunt not crying? I think I said that. Like, how are you not upset that I'm talking about your dead dad? And it's like, oh my God, thinking back on it later, it's like, gee, there's no fucking way I would say that. But I did. It is fucking horrible. So, like, kids will say fucking horrible shit to each other.
Oh, fuck yeah, they would. Yeah, man, kids are pretty cool.
It's like how every fat kid gets picked on.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, like, it's still pretty funny to pick on your fat mates.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. It's funny.
I'll pick on you for being fat as before.
Yeah. Sides of a Christmas tree.
Yeah, that haunts him.
Yeah, that, oh, mate, that photo, head. Yeah. It's a horrible. I don't know how I allowed to get taken. But, I don't know, when you're fat, you're kind of in that bubble.
Yeah.
You can't have a photo without you being fat in it. You just gotta be fat.
Did you ever, when you were fat, like, look at pictures and think that you look good in them?
I don't think I ever looked good, but I didn't care.
Yeah.
This is a big thing, because I've been fucking, I would have been like 16, 17. I would have been 6'3", and I weighed 130 kilos, which is fat. But going from that to, like, then I was down to 80 kilos, which is pretty, that's an all right weight. So it's like having that contrast of when I was that fat, I didn't care. And I was just like, oh, it is what it is. Who gives a shit? Now that I've been skinnier, it's like, I never want to fucking be that again.
Mm.
What so do when you I do? Fuck, I'd probably be around like 105 probably now.
True.
So still pretty fat. But
I mean, I'm about 100.
Fucking hell.
Huh. But I'm not 6'3", but
yeah.
I'm 6'4".
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can have it, mate. But yeah, that's what I think with, like, this whole fat acceptance movements. Where, like, fat people are like, oh, I'm beautiful and I don't care that I'm fat. It's like, yeah, when I was fat and I'd never been skinny, yeah, I was okay with it. But now that I've seen the other side, I'm like, I don't want to fucking be that. It's horrible, yeah? Like, I didn't realize, like, you walk around fucking fiddling with your shirt because you think it makes your belly look smaller. There's these small things that you don't pick up on because they're so subconscious. Mm. But once you've been on the other side, you can actually see that, nah, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, man, I weigh more than I've ever weighed before. I mean, I think I've lost like 2 kilos in the last month or so. I mean, fuck.
You really grasping at straws. Yeah. Here,
mate. I am grasping at straws, but I do understand that more self-conscious. Like, I used to just walk around with no shirt on, like, but now I'm like, fuck, I don't want to take my shirt off and sit too far forward because my gut hangs out a little bit. It's like, damn, that's nasty, you know what I mean? Yeah. Fuck being fat, bro.
Don't ever want to be fat again. my version of the, like, don't want to lean forward and have your belly poking out is like, oh, when I'm, like, in bed with my missus and it's like, oh, obviously I'm naked and I, like, sit up and, like, in like a kid's pose, like, sitting up, and I just see my belly. I'm like, how the fuck?
I can't see your cock.
I can see my cock, but I can't. But it looks like a Buddha stomach sometimes. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Mm.
It's like, how is this woman sitting next to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, don't want to be fat. I think it's bad to be fat just on health and how you look. Like, that's not... Throughout all of human history, that's not what we've been attracted. Like, obviously, fat people were desirable, apparently, because it showed wealth. Mm. But it doesn't show wealth these days.
No.
It's not like, oh, I want to be with the fat person because then I get to eat too.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Anyone can be fat, poor or rich.
It's such a crazy transition in society to go from that. Because now it's like, if you want wealth, obviously... I mean, I don't know if wealthy people wanted to look fat back in the day. That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, I would doubt that they wanted to look fat, but I think it was a sign because, obviously, people weren't eating as much.
Mm.
Or food was hard to come by. You actually had to, like, do something to get it.
Yeah.
Whereas now you can just sit there and shovel fucking Maccas into your mouth for your life's like till the fucking end of time.
Yeah, and now as well, it's like you want to look like you have good mental health by being able to restrict consumption because consumption is so fucking massive. Like we have no limit now on
It's not such a scarce based thing. Like, it's not so scarce food.
Yeah.
That it, like, that whole idea of being fat is wealthy. doesn't exist anymore. Like a lot of poor, like the poorest people I know, some a lot of them are really fat.
Well, yeah, it almost shows to be poor to be fat.
Well, because like if you're rich, you can hire a fucking personal chef, you can get a personal trainer, you can do all these other things to maintain that. Whereas fat people, like, oh, fucking, they can't, like, I don't know, fucking a lot of them, instead of like going, it is poor choices mainly, because it is cheaper to actually make your own meals. But if fucking, let's say I have 20 bucks in my bank account, I'm not going to go out and buy spaghetti because it's going to be like, it's going to be around 30 bucks for all the ingredients. I'll get more from my dollar, but the price to make like four servings, five servings is a lot higher than just going to Macca's and getting a quarter pounder.
Yeah, well, that's it. It actually is like a lot of times cheaper. Like
for a single meal, obviously when you cook you have leftovers and shit, but that's like if you don't have enough to make that big leftovers meal, it's cheaper to fucking get Macca's.
Oh, definitely, as well. And hey, I've noticed, because like you as well, we both used to like do smoke a lot of weed and shit like that, and now not really. I can see how, for all you that are smoking weed, man, I used to smoke weed every day, you know. I used to sleep with the fucking bowl next to my bed.
Yeah, wake up in the middle of the night. I remember you told me a story of this. Halfway through, like, having sex, you'll have a bong.
Oh, back in the day, maybe. I mean, fuck. It would be like I couldn't have a wank without having a cone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's like a fucking method. And I was like, man, I'm fine. You know, like, fuck, I can smoke whenever and I'll be completely, I'm normal. That doesn't really change me, mate. It fucking makes you so much more retarded.
Oh, yeah.
I can't also stop doing it. Now it's like, because I was always skinny my whole life. Now it's like, I reckon, I see how food can be like a drug. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because I was smoking weed or whatever all the time, it was like, I was always, even if it didn't really do much to me, over if I look at it, bird's eye view, it did. But I didn't really feel it anymore at that point, you know what I mean? Now I'm like, now I eat a lot more. That's why I've gained more weight in like the last 2 years than I used to be. Because it is like a, it's a bit like a drug.
Yeah, well, there's actually a joke, fucking, I say a bit. When like, because obviously everyone says to me, like, oh, fucking, he loves food and shit, because I fucking, I love a meal. Pretty obviously, like I'm pretty fat as it is, but not as fat as I used to be, but it's like fucking, because I don't smoke weed anymore really. Like I do smoke it every now and then, I'll fucking have a bong or whatever, but it's like he fucking loves food, and I'll be like, oh yeah, because it's all I've got. Like I can't touch that, I've got to do this.
Yeah. Well, fuck, it is. Anyway, John, I think we should wrap it up.
It's getting to that hour. So thanks for watching. Obviously subscribe and follow us on Twitter, and catch you guys. Cheers, lads.